Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, legends and myth are common and are important to a culture. One such famous legend is about King Nero. In the year 64, a great fire consumed the city of Rome. For 6 days and 7 nights, the Romans watched helplessly as their city burned. This historical fact is accompanied by a legend which says that while the city of Rome was burning, its emperor Nero was very casually busy playing the fiddle. It's from this legend, true or not, that we get the English phrase, to play the fiddle while Rome burns. It means to spend time enjoying oneself or doing things that are not important when one should be dealing with a serious problem. The gospel of the day is a strong warning to examine whether we too are engaging ourselves in playing the fiddle. We are on the first day of the season of Advent. The season of Advent invites us to become aware of God's deep faithfulness and prepare our hearts to receive Him more deeply into our lives. Advent is a time to become more aware of the presence of the Lord in our lives. Advent is a time to wake up from the slumber of sin to a life of grace and blessing. Advent is a time to shake off the dust of inactiveness and become more zealous and fervent. The central theme of today's readings is Jesus warning to each one of us to be alert, watchful, and prepared, because Christ's second coming can occur at any time. We are invited to examine ourselves in asking, am I casually wasting my life without giving enough attention to my spiritual life? Am I dozing off in laziness and failing to carry out my Christian responsibilities? The gospel gives a call to be awake and alert in life by an illustration of a master entrusting great responsibilities to his servants. We all know the real test of honesty of the students happens when the teacher is absent in the exam hall. The real test of the behavior of the children happens when the parents are away from the house. The real test of character of the employees happens when the boss is not observing or monitoring them. The real test of the faithfulness and commitment of the servant happens when the master or the landowner is away and is not in a position to keep an eye on them. Would they be faithful daily, or would they wait until they heard the master was about to return and then quickly get things in order? The time of the return of the master was unknown, and this called for alertness and watchfulness at all times. our whole life too, ought to be soaked in preparation and vigilance. Oftentimes, we tend to allow laxity and sloppiness to dominate our lives. We tend to become people who play the fiddle while Rome burns. Though we sense the fire of sins and transgressions burning in our lives, we play the fiddle of making many excuses and postpone the need to repent. Though we sense the fire of indifference and unconcern burning in our relationships, we play the fiddle of not taking the lead to improve our conducts and slip into more hatred. Though we sense the fire of abuses and corruption burning in our society, we play the fiddle of passing the responsibility on to others and promote those evils by our lack of concern. There is a story. Once during a parish potluck dinner, a widower reached out to an aged lady who was never married and requested, "Will you please marry me?" She said, "Yes." Following the morning, when the widower got up, he forgot whether the lady said yes or no to his request. So he phoned to her and asked what her response was. She said, "Yes, I told you yesterday my willingness to marry you." And she continued, "Thanks for phoning. Actually, I had forgotten who asked me yesterday." Dear friends, at times we need this reminder. We begin the season of Advent today. But as we know, the business world out there, the consumerist and materialistic society, has already begun the celebration of Christmas. Believe it or not, I attended a Christmas party or Advent party on Friday. It was a good party because we discussed how to prepare for the season of Advent. We do this, we all have this mini Christmas party or Advent party for various reasons and conveniences. But let us not forget the importance of the season of Advent, especially for us Catholics. This season of Advent is a wonderful time to renew our commitment and consecration to the Lord. The Lord wishes to come into our hearts. God will fulfill His promise of coming to us when we do our part of being watchful and prepared. As St. Thomas Aquinas said, "Without God, I can't. Without me, He won't." Let us become more watchful, more prepared, more prayerful. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.